We're doing the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. We're up to Mitzvah Reish Lamed, 230. And that is the Mitzvah that after the person, that a person who gets the death penalty of hanging should be hung. Special Mitzvah to hang a person who gets that death penalty, obviously after he's been warned and there are witnesses, etc. Mitzvah 231 is the Mitzvah to bury a person on the day that he's executed. The Torah says, even though the person was so wicked that he deserved to be executed, nonetheless, there's a mitzvah to respect his body and give him a proper burial on that very day, not to leave the body overnight. Mitzvah, by the way we would do it is, if a person had to be hung, they would hang him in, a minute before sunset and then take him down. So we hung him for the time, we fulfilled our mitzvah of hanging him, but not a second more than necessary. We do it like, okay, if that's our mitzvah, we'll do it, but then we take him down right away and we bury him together with the rope he was hung on.
Doesn't it take a little while for their actual hanging to kill the person?
To be discussed when we learn Sanhedrin. Mitzvah 232 is the mitzvah for the courts to judge the laws of an Eved Ivri. There are special laws. He may not work more than 6 years, etc. Mitzvah 233 is the mitzvah to marry a Jewish girl who was bought as a maid. A girl can only be bought as a maid before she hits the age of 12, and there's a special mitzvah for the one who bought her to marry her or to wed her off to his son. Mitzvah 234 is the mitzvah to buy her freedom. There's a special mitzvah that the owner should help her and help her fund her way out of being a servant, meaning the Torah set up the system where she can be sold as a servant in order to protect her. If her father's so poor, we're scared what'll be if she's out in the street. Yet the Torah gave mitzvos for the master to marry her, for his son to marry her, or for the owner to help her buy her freedom. Mitzvah 235 is the mitzvah to work with a non-Jewish servant, lo'olam behem ta'avodu. Mitzvah 236 is that if a person hurts his fellow man, if a person wounds his fellow man, he should pay the damages. Mitzvah 237 is the mitzvah for the courts to judge in a scenario where one animal harmed another animal. And Mitzvah 238 and 239, 238 is for the courts to judge when a person makes a pit that harms other people. And 239 is to judge a person who has stolen, either to give him the death penalty if he kidnapped, or if he's caught as a thief, he should pay, or if he was murdered, if he was killed in the process of burglarizing someone else, the courts have to intervene and verify, but technically the Torah permits a person to kill a robber, because in many instances one has to worry for one's own life if a thief enters his home. So again, the mitzvos we learned today were from 230 to 239, to hang a person who gets that death penalty, to bury a person who was killed on that day, to judge an Eved Ivri according to the halacha, to marry the Jewish female servant, him or his son, to help her buy her way to freedom, to work with a non-Jewish servant to pay after one inflicts harm, to judge the cases of one animal harming another or a pit that harms, and to judge the cases of thievery. Shabbat Shalom.